Hello, guys. I know it's been a minute after the master class. I was a little bit tired, so I had to take some time away from social media. I've still been trying to post regularly, but I've not been able to jump on live, even though I do have about five or six topics in my phone, no, in the notes on my phone that I want to talk to you guys about. But tonight, I just want to hop on for a few moments and talk to you about something, an experience I had the other day. I'm Adrienne Mayfield, just in case you have just happened on this live stream and you have no idea who I am. I'm Adrienne Mayfield. I am the author of four books. Those are all available on my website at adriennemayfield.com. I also have a podcast which is called Beauty for Ashes. And some of you are watching this live on my YouTube channel. So my YouTube channel is Adrienne D. Mayfield. And so I'm excited to come on tonight because I haven't been on for a while. Like I said, I have about six exciting topics, but I just chose this one because it's something that recently happened. So, as you know, there is the Renaissance tour that's going on currently, Beyoncé's Renaissance tour. And so it's really, popping, happening in certain circles. People are spending exorbitant amounts of money for this concert. And as a matter of fact, I've seen just over the last couple of days several people trying to sell their tickets, some of them for as high as $1,500. And so, in one of the groups that I'm in, it's more of a professional group. I kept seeing emails about these Beyonce tickets. Hey, I have two in my suite. Hey, I have a ticket. I have an extra ticket. You're gonna buy a three. And of course, they're not giving these tickets away for free. These tickets are for pay. And so I finally, I kept looking at them. I'm like, these people are still going to this concert, even though all of this craziness is going on around the concert. And so I was reading an email, and one of the ladies was offering her tickets. And so I felt, sometimes you get this little feeling in your gut, like the Holy Spirit wants you to say something. And so I had that feeling in my gut, like you need to say something. And I'm like, Holy Spirit. Now, this girl is gonna go off on me. She's not gonna listen. She's still going to the concert. Like, why are you telling me to say something to this girl? These are the kind of conversations I have sometimes with God. So I said, okay, well, I'm gonna obey. I'm gonna be obedient. And so I said, what am I supposed to say? So I found an article online that talked about some of the imagery and symbolism in the concert. It had some of the pictures, like the picture, with her legs. Well, I guess, yeah, it's supposed to be like, it's like a portal. It's like her legs open and there's a portal that leads inside the portal, but it's obviously like the legs are sitting up and there's this big hole, which is like the portal. And so I'm like, and it had, examples of some of the other imagery, the robotic imagery and different things. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to send this article because this article is not even me saying it. This is another person who's written this article, and clearly she can see this article. She's an intelligent person. She can read it. So I drafted the email now because I don't know her personally. Like I said, she's just a member of a group I'm in. And so I said, hey, I just wanted to reach out and make sure that you knew that this Beyonce concert, this Renaissance concert is going to be a portal for demonic activity. And so I said, so I'm not sure if you knew that. I was hoping that if you knew it, that you wouldn't be going. But just in case, I wanted to make sure that you had the information. This is an article that someone has written about it. And so I didn't think anything else about it. I signed my name. Of course, she would see who it was from. Like I said, she didn't know me. And so I hit send, like, okay, God, now can I do my other work now? Because I've done what you asked me to do. And I know this girl, if she says anything, she's going to go off on me. So a couple of days went by. And so I went and I started checking my email. And so I'm checking my email and I'm scrolling through and I'm looking down. And so then I see like a reply to the email. I'm like, okay, where's this going? Because I already know on social media it's always something crazy when I try to tell people the truth. And so I opened up the email and she was like, so you can miss me with the comment about you can miss me with the comment about the Beyonce concert, because yeah, I'm still going. So I'm like, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't offended. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that. I didn't feel any kind of way because I am an ambassador for God. I'm a disciple for Jesus. When the Holy Spirit asks me to do something, I have to do it, whether I want to do it, think I'm going to do it, feel embarrassed to do it, think somebody's going to go off on me, whatever the case it may be. I had to be obedient. And so I hit reply. And I said, okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that you knew and had the information. What you choose to do with the information is up to you. Have a great weekend. And I went on about my business. I felt fine about it. But I knew I had obeyed God. The unfortunate thing, though, that I want to share with you is that the Bible says in, let's see, Proverbs 1:7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." So it's right there in black and white. It says, "Fools despise wisdom and instruction." So all of us, we have to ask ourselves, are we fools or are we wise? Right? Because the first part says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So to fear the Lord, to honor his ways, to do what the Bible says means that that's just the beginning of knowledge. But that fools despise wisdom. So if you're a person who hears the right thing, who hears someone trying to warn you or tell you this is probably not a good idea, and you just discard it and you go off, you know, pridefully or in rebellion and like, I don't care, you can miss me with that. Like, whatever you say, I'm still going to this concert. Okay, that's fine, because ultimately I've done what God told me to do. I warned you. But if you go to this concert and these portals are open, as people have said they are, and as I know they are, and then things start to happen with you, you will be able to remember that I tried to warn you about it. And so I never have like an arrogant attitude about it, or like, well, just watch and see, like, just wait, because I don't want people to be destroyed. One of the reasons why I try to share the truth with people, I try to tell people about the Bible, I tell them about the goodness of God, I tell people how much God loves them and that they need to repent and be saved, is because I know that hell is a real place. I've walked people through personal experiences where I've battled with hell for the souls of people. Like, not me, of course, Jesus was doing it, but I was the person who was physically and spiritually taking the blows to try to walk people out of hell into the light. And so hell is a real place. Demons are real. And there is a very real agenda and assignment by Satan to steal your life, steal your destiny, to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus didn't mince words. He says the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal, kill, and destroy. None of those are good, right? He said, but I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. So it's an obvious question. You're going to serve Satan, who's trying to steal, kill, and destroy you? Are you going to serve Jesus, who wants to give you an abundant life? It seems like a no-brainer, but yet we have people who are worshiping Satan, and we have people who say they worship Jesus, but they're trying to worship Satan at the same time, and you can't do both because God is a jealous God. And so I just wanted to share this because it's very important that people, that you not be so prideful and so arrogant that if someone brings the truth to you, if someone brings wisdom to you, you reject it because it could mean your very life. As a matter of fact, several months ago, maybe about a year ago, I got this prophecy. And in the prophecy, the person was saying that the Spirit of the Lord was saying that God was going to be using me to give people warnings. And it was very important that I not ignore the prompting of the Holy Spirit to give the warnings, because some of the warnings were going to be matters of life and death. Now, that's a pretty heavy prophecy to get, right? Because that means I've got to be sensitive enough to hear God, and then I have to be courageous enough to obey him and say whatever he tells me to say. And so I'm generally a very courageous and bold person, but sometimes, you know, because people are so negative, because they talk about, you know, canceling and all this other foolishness, the enemy will try to taunt you and try to basically punk you to say, well, you better not say that. They're going to say this and all this kind of stuff. But I generally just say it really quickly, so I don't even give the time for the fear to come. But guys, I just want to warn you, do not be foolish. Do not despise wisdom. When somebody comes to you and they're trying to tell you something that's for your own good, it can be hard to hear the truth sometimes. But don't reject the truth. Don't reject wisdom. Wisdom is a person. Wisdom is your friend. And in this crazy, dark world that's full of deception, you need wisdom. And so you don't want to reject wisdom because you want to be rebellious and think, well, oh, I'm just going to do what I want to do. I don't care what you say, and think it's a joke. Guys, it's not a joke. As I told you, there's a very real war and assault for your soul. And one thing, I remember a friend of mine, she used to say, there's one thing that we were talking about Satan and how aggressive he is about trying to like destroy our lives. And she was like, it's one thing that Negro don't do. He does not miss work. And I was like, you know, that's, I mean, every day, like sometimes before you even wake up, you hear something crazy, or you might see a crazy image, or you might hear a voice saying, don't even get up. Don't even waste your time. He never misses trying to discourage us, trying to make us sad, trying to get us into sin. And so you don't want to have like this overwhelming Satan consciousness to the point that you don't think about and remember that God is in control and Jesus died for our sins. But if you think that Satan doesn't exist and that you don't need to be alert, then you're being foolish, because the Bible says that God would not have us be ignorant of the enemy's devices, and that the enemy prowls about like a lion seeking whom he can devour. Now, he's like a lion. He's not a lion, because we know that the real lion of the tribe of Judah is Jesus, right? And so I just wanted to share this story. It's not even comical or funny, because it's really sad that she thought, you know, she's going to tell me, miss me with that. I'm going anyway. Yep, I'm going. And when she goes, she's going to be opening and accessing her soul and spirit to dark, dark things. And so, guys, don't be foolish. Be wise. Accept truth when it comes to you. Accept good advice. If people love you enough to tell you the truth and point you in the direction of God, don't reject those people, because you don't want to be in a situation where you turn off the voice of wisdom because you kept rejecting it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. I pray for everyone who is watching it, even those who will watch on the replay. I pray that they will be people who are wise, that they will partner with the spirit of wisdom, that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened, that they will know the hope of their calling, and they will walk in obedience and reverence to your word. Father, we are living in dark times, but you have called us to be lights. You've called us to be a city set on a hill, and you've called us to be salt on the earth. So embolden us, Holy Spirit. Give us power. Give us authority. Give us your wisdom. And give us your boldness. Make us bold so that we will not back down from darkness, that we will stand for you. I pray that everyone will feel like an infusion of courage and boldness to stand. And for those who might not even be following you, I pray for an intersection of your spirit with theirs, that they would come to know Jesus as Lord. So we thank you for this opportunity. We pray for everyone who's even contemplating going to this concert, that they will watch this video, that they'll see some other thing that lets them know this is not the thing that they should be doing, and that they will not fall prey to the negative demonic things that are attached to this concert. So we thank you for this opportunity. We cover those who are watching. We cover their sleep. We pray for their week, and pray that we decree that their week shall be blessed, that they shall prosper, and that they shall receive downloads from you, strategies, because it is you who gives us the power to create wealth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. I'm going to try to come on a couple times this week, because like I said, I have several topics I want to talk about. So thanks so much for watching. And please share this with other people, even if you have some friends or family members that you know already bought the tickets. I know it's going to be a big risk to get them to throw this stuff away, but doesn't matter. It's not worth it. The money's not worth it. But what can happen in your soul, right? The Bible says, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. So thanks for watching. Again, share with others. And I'm going to try to come on some more times this week. God bless you. Have a good night.